This is Decoded Ape Book for August 5th. In the summer of 1861, Secretary of the Treasurer Salmon P. Chase approached Congress. He could clearly see that the Civil War was going to be expensive. He said he needed $320 million over the next year. He thought he could come up with $300 million through existing taxes and the sale of public lands, and he left it to Congress to find the remaining $20 million. The House Ways and Means Committee proposed a bill to tax personal and corporate incomes. The details of the bill were hammered out over the next year, and on this date in 1862, President Abraham Lincoln signed the country's first income tax into law. It called for a 3% tax on incomes between $600 and $10,000 per year, and a 5% tax on higher incomes. The war was, as Chase predicted, hugely expensive. In 1864, the rates were adjusted, 5% on incomes from $5,000 to $10,000 and 10% on anything higher. While there were some complaints that the tax was unconstitutional, Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution gives Congress the power to impose and collect taxes. The focus was, of course, on the states that remained in the Union. Citizens of the Confederate states clearly wouldn't be lining up to pay the new tax. But it was questionable whether the income tax would apply to people living in Dakota Territory. On one hand, the tax law didn't explicitly include territories. On the other hand, territories were subject to federal laws, which would suggest the income tax could apply. The federal government did appoint tax collectors in Dakota Territory, but being appointed and actually collecting taxes were two very different things. Collection was difficult due in large part to vast distances and remote geography. Towns were small and widely scattered. Settlers lived on isolated farms. Much of the territorial economy was based on barter. Tax collection was hit or miss at best. In the end, Chase was right about how expensive the Civil War would be. In the first year alone, federal spending increased by over 2,000%. Today's Decoded Date Book was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Decoded Date Book is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.